Born to broadcast. Television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends on this Friday evening. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. A sunny, beautiful day, a little chilly out there, but a great Friday, a good kickoff to the weekend. Going out on the phone now to Steve Webster, who's incoming CEO of Prima Civitas Foundation. Good evening, Steve. How are you?
Happy Friday, Cheryl, to all your listeners and yourself.
Well, I thank you so much. Am I correct? You're incoming CEO, not quite yet?
You know, I became CEO officially on February 1st.
Ah.
So I'm wearing a few hats right now in the interim.
I was going to say, this is just your newest hat. We'll get to some of that in a little bit. Well, congratulations on this new hat.
Thank you so much.
Very good. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with what the Prima Civitas Foundation is, perhaps you could just give us kind of a layman's terms of what this foundation is about.
Of course. Well, Prima Civitas Foundation was created. It's an NGO. It's a not-for-profit. It was created by President Luana Simon at Michigan State University now 5 years ago, so we're entering our sixth year. And in a nutshell, it's to, frankly, bring Michigan into the knowledge economy and make our state younger, smarter, and more global. It works really in three broad categories of support for those who look for the services of Prima Civitas: collaboration. So if you have a regional problem among multiple units of government, the Prima Civitas organization will come in and work with the regional leaders, bring in knowledge partners from other parts of the state or the country that may have a solution or a partial solution to whatever the opportunity is in front of that region. And again, through collaboration and team building, put together the components necessary to solve that problem and to solve it, as our governor says, in dog years. Michigan really doesn't have the opportunity, the luxury of time, so we're doing all we can at Prima Civitas to move the willing community as fast as possible to make that community competitive again on a global stage. The second would be an innovation, Cheryl. So if there is a community that would like to create innovation in an economic development way, entrepreneurship, startups, moving ideas to market, this would be another sweet spot for Prima Civitas and the talented staff here. And then, speaking of talented, a third component of the product line of the Prima Civitas Foundation is talent. So if you're a community, a company, an enterprise that's looking for a particular skill set or range of employees with particular skills, there are certainly many across the state that can help you recruit. Michigan Works has a wonderful team that can work on this, but there are areas that may need a unique skill set that we might have to try to recruit from out of state, or take folks who are in state and provide specific training programs designed to bring that talent to exactly what that employer needs. So in those three sets, collaboration, innovation, and talent.
Beautifully stated, by the way. In reading some information about this, and I'm now getting a better grasp on this, it's quite accurate when it talks about being a bridge among cities, companies, and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, so you remember that commercial we saw on TV for years without mentioning the product line? It was, we don't make this, that, or another thing. We make it better. They're really the secret, if you will, to what Prima Civitas does is, one, we work fast. Two, we are nimble. That is, we can move to knowledge partners, as we like to refer to them, anywhere in America, anywhere in the state, and bring them into one of our Michigan-based communities and do it quickly. And the secret is packaging what that community, that company, that enterprise specifically needs to solve that specific problem. So it's a custom approach that really focuses on being customer-oriented, being nimble, and being very fast in delivering the solution. And also, we don't try to enter into a company or community and tell them what the problem is that needs to be fixed unless they ask. We usually tease it from them. They usually know exactly what they are looking for, and we come in and help them better define that vision and then build a team of talent and other assets around that community-based support to make it a reality.
So the folks come to you with folks as in a community, a business. They come to you and say, we've got some ideas and we've got an idea of where to go. We're just not sure what to do with this. Is this a situation where Prima Civitas would come into play?
Sure. Let me give you a couple specific, because I know this is not, it wasn't easy for me to grasp. And it's I'll try to explain it as best I can.
Thank you.
So there may be a set of counties. One of the projects Prima Civitas Foundation works on today is there is a set of counties in northern Michigan that happen to all be adjacent. There's six of them, and they go roughly from Lake Huron to the west, without naming those counties. They realize that the manufacturing base there is shrinking, that their young folks are moving out because jobs aren't so plentiful any longer, and they wonder what their future is. Well, that's a particularly important question if you're going to rebuild your economic development efforts across that six-county region. So they called Prima Civitas Foundation. Prima Civitas went up and met with leaders from all six of the counties, asked if they were really ready to share services, to share assets, to come up with that shared vision for this region. And when we were sure that the political leadership was ready to collaborate, then we led them through a process that identified what assets are already in those six counties, what are assets that we can build a plan around for the future. And then we brought in folks who are particularly suited to the whatever the question that's been established at that point, and they're helping them now develop that shared vision. How should they work together as a set of six counties so that they all become a more prosperous place where their children are willing to and are able to stay and continue to grow those counties? So that's a transformative process that we'll get involved in. But you notice I mentioned they called us. Mm-hmm. That's very important. They have to be willing, because this is not easier. We would have done this a long time ago. we don't try to then impose our thinking on them. What is it they would like to accomplish? We can help them tease that out and give it some specificity. And then working with them, put together the go-forward plan, step A through step Z, and then help them find the resources to work through that plan. That's one example.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl, we would do the same thing for a company. There are many companies located in parts of Michigan that don't have a sophisticated economic development team. We in Lansing, frankly, are blessed. We've got the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, and we've got the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. And those two organizations work hand in glove to drive economic development in our region, to drive prosperity. Well, not everybody's blessed with that sort of organization or set of organizations. So we'll go into communities that do not have that and help create that for them. It may be over a longer period of time, or it may be in the short run. Back to the example. We had a company approach. Prima Civitas did not have a sophisticated organization for economic development in their region, and they gave us a very specific set of problems. They needed 300 employees. They needed them with specific skills that were not necessarily in that region. Could we help them find a list of candidates for those positions and do it fast? And could we then help them find a location, in this case 55,000 square feet with certain specs, and really put a package together for them in short order? Because many of these companies have options. They can locate anywhere in Michigan, anywhere in the Midwest. The question is, can we help a community pull together all the pieces, the talent piece, the community support piece, the real estate piece? Can we do it fast enough so that it's a compelling case for that company to grow in that community. So I apologize for the long-windedness, Cheryl, but for your listeners, it is a bit complicated, but the question is, can we make it simpler, take the risk out of it for a community and do it fast enough that we don't lose an opportunity?
Well, it sounds like an extraordinary organization and an amazing amount of like a brain trust, if you will, of the right people in the right places within this foundation to get things done where other communities are struggling who may not have these kinds of resources.
Well, I wish you could meet every single member of the employee base of the Prima Civitas Foundation. You'd be inspired. They come from Minneapolis. They come from Connecticut. They come from across Michigan. All of them want to be in the state of Michigan. They love, frankly, living in the greater Lansing community, wouldn't live anywhere else. And it's only a little bit of hyperbole when I say they wake up every morning with goosebumps because they can't wait to get to the job. And they're really trying to transform Michigan to that young, smart, and global place we all need to be, one project at a time, one community at a time. And they're inspiring and their work is inspirational, and it makes it really exciting for me, Cheryl. So thank you for asking about us.
Well, I have a feeling there'll be several more phone calls involved with going through different processes and different projects that you're working on. Meanwhile, you're staying on at MSU as Vice President for Government Relations for now or for long term.
You don't mind, I might like to correct you a little bit. I am going to, my administrative responsibilities as vice president are going to be quite ably filled. I'm going to be replaced, Cheryl, as a vice president with a great guy in Washington, D.C. at the moment. His name is Mark Burnham, and he's been 4.5 years working in my office, but he's located in Washington, D.C. He runs the best major university government affairs office in the capital. And we're coaxing he and his great family back to live here in mid-Michigan and become the vice president. What I'm going to do, Cheryl, is keep working for President Simon and for Mark Burnham on their state government work. So Mark takes over as vice president for all things government affairs, and I'm going to work for Mark in the state capital for the interim.
Well, it sounds like a win-win for all of us. Steve, I really appreciate your time. It's nice to meet you, even if it's over the phone, and I look forward to an opportunity to meet you in person.
Cheryl, we all love your show, and thank you for having us on.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Thank you. Steve Webster, CEO of Prima Civitas Foundation in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.